Chapter 8. The Poisonous Snake. Srila Haridas Thakur resided alone in a cave on the bank of the Ganga, meditating on Sri Krishna. Chanting throughout the day and night, he would complete 3 lakhs of Naam, 300,000 names. That venerable great soul was the spiritual master of the entire universe and a crest jewel in the liberated Vaishnav Acharya lineage. He performed kirtan and shravan of Sri Krishna's name with realization of the non-difference between Sri Krishna, the possessor of the name Nami Krishna, and his holy name Nam, form, qualities, speciality of his associates and pastimes. Through this, he taught the people of this world how to remember Sri Krishna's transcendental pastimes. There are those who, with an impure and lustful heart that is seized by longing for worldly pleasures, give up hearing and audibly chanting Sri Nam without offenses. Instead, they put on an artificial display of meditating on the transcendental pastimes of Sri Radha Krishna, Leela Smaran. They do this to satisfy their material senses. Their imitative Leela Smaran is contrary to the service of the Lord and is therefore nothing but an expression of their thirst for sensual enjoyment. By the influence of Srila Haridas Thakur's bhajan, his cave became like Vaikuntha in the spiritual world. Our acharyas have written, Je dine grihe bhajan dekhi, grihete golok bhai. My home is transformed into Golok Vrindavan when I see bhajan of Sri Radha Krishna being performed there. While considering the import of these words, it is important to understand that the cave in which Namacharya Thakur Mahasaya sat while loudly chanting the supramundane syllables of Sri Harinam was equivalent to Vaikuntha Dham, which is the pastime place of Nami Krishna, the embodiment of the transcendental name. The heart of Srila Haridas Thakur, the topmost preacher, is composed of pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva. An enormous frightening snake lived within that cave. Its poisonous fumes were so pungent that anyone who came to hear the instructions of Srila Haridas Thakur or have his darshan could not bear them and felt severe burning on their body. They could not remain in the cave for long, but Srila Haridas Thakur was completely oblivious to the fumes. All the Brahmins assembled in an effort to determine why entering this cave burned them so. In that village lived a physician with a sound knowledge of poisons. When Brahmins brought him to the cave, he immediately understood the cause. An extremely poisonous snake lives here, he said. This intense burning is caused by its poisonous fumes. Upon hearing this, those present said to Srila Haridas Thakur, Haridas Ji, this cave is inhabited by a most terrible poisonous snake. Its fumes alone cause searing, intolerable pain. The snake is so dangerous that this cave is not a suitable place for your residence. It may harm you at any time. It would be better for you to stay elsewhere. Srila Haridas Thakur, who possessed one-pointed faith in Sri Nam, did not want to harm the snake. I have been living in this cave for quite some time, he said. And as of yet, I have never experienced any such burning on my body. Although I have never felt inconvenienced by the snake's poison, it is a matter of distress that you all are unable to tolerate it. Therefore, if all of you want me to leave this cave, then for your welfare and satisfaction, I declare this, if a great poisonous snake truly resides in this cave, and if it has not left by tomorrow, I will certainly leave this place myself. All of you please be peaceful and without fear, chant the glories of the Supreme Lord. Footnote: Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in his Gaudiya Bhashya on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Khand 16.186-288. After hearing the words of Srila Haridas Thakur, one is reminded of the words spoken by Srila Parikshit Maharaj to countless Raj Rishis, Maharishis, Dev Rishis and Brahm Rishis. There is no harm if the snake bird Takshak sent by the son of the Brahmin Sringi comes and bites me. But you should give up all kinds of mundane talks which are opposed to devotion to Krishna and spend every moment reciting topics related to him. Everyone became calm and began to sing the glories of Sri Krishna with one-pointed concentration. Those people who had firm belief in the words of Srila Haridas Thakur were now devoid of fear. As they drank through the cups of their ears the all auspicious narrations about Sri Krishna emanating from his lotus mouth, they became immersed in sheer ecstasy. At that moment, an astonishing event took place. Upon hearing Srila Haridas Thakur say that he would leave the next day, that most marvelous and frightening snake with stripes of yellow, white and blue and its hood glittering with a brilliant jewel decided to leave instead. Right before everyone's eyes, it slowly slithered out of its hole and away from the cave. The sight of it filled those present with fear and they chanted, "Krishna, Krishna." As the snake left the cave, the burning poison it emitted left with it. Witnessing the fearsome snake leaving the cave by Srila Haridas Thakur's mystical potency and magnanimity, even those Brahmins who revered yogic powers and who were antagonistic toward Krishna Bhakti now developed strong faith in him. These ancestral Brahmins who were bound by their karma and due to be punished by Yama had considered Srila Haridas Thakur's birth in a Yaman family to be like that of ordinary living entities taking birth in low-class families, the result of their past misdeeds. Thus they thought, this person is inferior to us, pious Brahmins. Now, however, having seen the glory of Sri Haridas Thakur that day, they began to regard him as the topmost Brahmin. It is not astonishing that this snake left the cave by Sri Haridas Thakur's influence. After all, Srila Haridas Thakur's mere glance undoes the shackles of ignorance, and even Bhagwan himself never acts in opposition to his words. In reality, the only people who meet their demise through snake bite are those who cause distress to other living entities, are averse to Sri Hari, materially engrossed and given to harming others. Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas like Srila Haridas Thakur, however, possess such immense potency that even the most fearsome of poisonous snakes cause them no fear or disturbance. In fact, such snakes obediently follow their orders, which are beneficial for all. Only those souls who have received the mercy of Srila Haridas Thakur can become free from offenses. Under the shelter of Shuddhanam, they are able to devote themselves to the service of Sri Hari at every moment. It is then that their ignorance, the cause of their desire to enjoy, is destroyed at the root. Even Bhagwan comes under the control of such people by the power of the mercy of Srila Haridas Thakur and service to him.